Hello, today we'll talk about shared components in SQL Server Reporting Services 2008.2. The idea of shared components is that you should be able to reuse components in the SQL Server Reporting Services. Shared data source would allow you to share and reuse connection string. So data sources, think of a data source as a connection string to a database. A shared data set is essentially a data set or a query that you run against a data source or a connection. And with the SQL Server Reporting Services 2008.2, you now can now have shared data sets. So you can reuse queries, you can publish your data sets, share them, and then reuse them in different reports. Report part gallery is our next level of reuse, where parts of the reports in SQL Server Reporting Services, parts of the reports can be shared. You can publish parts of those reports in the report part gallery, and they can be then searched and then discovered and reused in other reports in an organization. One of the advantages of that discovery and search and then reuse is that if any of the report part which has been published earlier gets updated, the report that is using that report part gets a notification that the report part is updated, and the report can then decide to use that updated report part or just use the previously published snapshot of that report part. So let me just show you some demo. So let us start with the SQL Server Management Studio. Here I have AdventureWorks DW 2008.2 database, which you can download the sample. This is a sample database that can be downloaded from CodePlex. I have this query that gets me the product categories and their sales that had happened in last couple of years. So let me just run this. Let me just run this query quickly. Having some challenges here. Let me just run this query quickly, and you'd see that I have some product category names like clothing, bikes, and calendar year, and then the total sales amount. I'll just copy this so that we can reuse it in my demonstration. So firing up SQL Server, Visual Studio Business Intelligence Studio right here. Let me start by opening up and creating a new project. The project type would be Report Server Project. Let me name it as Demo 1. So what we're trying to do here is, we'll start. So here I have my demo data source.rds file. Now, before I proceed, let me just show you a couple of things. So if I go to project properties, a couple of things I want to highlight here is when I deploy this on my report server, these are a couple of properties that we have to look for. Override data set. So if this is a shared data set, shared data source, I can choose to override it. By default, it is false. Every time I deploy my report, this data source won't be overridden. I can change it to true and it will be, but obviously I don't want to do that. Override data sets is the same kind of property for data sets. Data sets are reusable queries that we can reuse in different reports. Target data set folder, where my data sets get stored on the report server. Target data source folder, where my data sources get stored. Report folder by default, take the project name. So by default, my report folder for this project would be demo one. But If I have reusable report parts that I want to publish in report part gallery, report parts is that folder name. And then target server URL. This is very important because we need to put that server URL, my report server URL, where everything gets published. So let me quickly put it right here and say apply. At this point, I've put my target server URL and I'm ready to deploy. Obviously, I just have a connection string, so let me show you my report server quickly. So here's my report server. As you see, it has data sources, data sets, and report parts. Right now, there's nothing in these folders because this is just an instance. I cleaned it up for this demonstration. I have no report parts defined. So if I go back and right click and deploy, what would happen is it would deploy this project to that report server and would put all these data source, demo data source in the data source folder. I don't have a data set yet, so let me actually create a data set for the demonstration. Let me call it demo data set. So now I have a data set as well. Now the extension of data set is RSD. That tells it that it is a data set, and I can now deploy this data set, and it would go on the report server as a shared data component. Let me actually show you this. I quickly deploy this. So once succeeded, that means everything was successful. If I go back and go to data sets, you see my data set here. If I go to data sources, you see my data source, and the demo one is that folder where my this project is getting deployed. Obviously, there's nothing in there. Typically, you would see the my report .rdl file, but it is not available right now because we don't have a report in our project yet. Before we start creating project, let me show you a couple of things here. If I click on this demo data set, and see a couple of things. It shows me all the properties, who created this, what is the name, which data source does it point to, what are the dependent items. Right now there isn't any, but if I were to create that report based on this data set, I'd see it here. You can also define some caching parameters, you know, when to cache this query or the data set, as well as what are the refresh options. All those refresh options and security as well. So let's go back to our project and create. So here, shared data source, we'll use the demo data source. Here I would actually show you how easy it is to create make a data set into a shared data set. So I'll just put the query here, select matrix type of report, put these things. I want my calendar years in columns, my categories in rows, and I want to display sales amount. At this point, I'll just call this demo report and done with it. Previewing this is how my report looks. So all my categories and within year. So this looks fantastic. At this point, my data source is shared. As you see, this little icon with an arrow tells it this is a shared data set. This data set is not shared, it is embedded in the report, but it's very easy. Just right click and convert to a shared data set, and all of a sudden it has become a shared data set. So now when I deploy this report, let me just deploy the whole thing. When I deploy this report, what you'll see is it would deploy all those data sources, data sets. So if you look at data sources, this is the same thing. Now this is my shared data set that we just created by right clicking, and in demo one you'll see demo report. I can actually quickly run this report as well for just for viewing this report right from the report server. So in the browser I can Just click on it and I can see the same report here. Report part, we still don't have anything because I haven't created that. So let me go back here, and what I want to do here is I want to publish this part, my calendar year and product category report part as a report part that can be reused in other reports as well. For that, I can go to report tools, report menu, report, and publish report part. When I do that, a new window opens up and it tells me what from this report what do I want to publish. I can select that, and I at this point I can look at a couple of things. I can rename the report part so that it is more legible and readable to other users. So I'll just say sales data per year. And I can also put some description here. So this is a so now I have description, and I can select this right here and say okay. At this point, this part is marked for sharing and published in the report part gallery. And if I do a deploy again, what you will see here is once the deploy is successful, what you will see here is in the report part you'd see this part, sales data per year. We can look at some of the properties right here, and this is a shareable report part that we can reuse. Now for the next part of my demonstration, what I will do is I will open up Report Builder 3.0, which is right here, and I'll try to reuse that in this report. Created, not insert. Go to Report Part Gallery, and here I can either put the sales data or whatever the keyword and search for it, or I can just hit this. So let me just first connect to the report server. So now that it is connecting, if I hit on this little search button, it would go to my report server and find the report part from the report part gallery, the parts of the report. Just double clicking on it, it would put everything right here on the report. What I can do is I can just do it something like this, make it demo report from report builder 3.0. Looks good. And it has brought in everything, and if I run this at this point, I should be able to actually see all the data in here. So it works fantastic. Shareable report part, anyone in my organization can reuse this in their report. I want to show one more thing right here is I go back to my demo report and quickly I want to, let's say, change something in the report. So let me add a column on the right. In this column, I want to bring a sparkline in. So this is my new report. I want to show the trending on month as well. So I want to aggregate my sales amount and per maybe month number of the year. Fantastic. And let me just run this quickly. So at this point, what you see in this report is I'm also not only I'm showing the data, but also want to show the trending. So it looks good. I've changed my report part that I published. If I deploy it again, it deployed it. So that worked, report builder here, and open that report. It opens this report, but one of the things you see here, it says that I was using a report part and it has been updated on the server. I can say view updates, and it shows me, what the report was, what the update is, and I can say I can actually select it and do update. As I did that, it actually updated that report part right here. You see Sparklines, and if I run it, it runs, and you also would see Sparklines here. So the whole idea is, just to reiterate what we just demoed, was that report SQL Server Reporting Services 2008 R2 allows you to create shared data sources, shared data sets. So data sources are connection strings, a shared data set, which is a query that you can reuse between various reports. Report part gallery that allows you to share parts of the reports within your organization. It becomes really, really easy for other people to reuse report parts and create a totally new report without much effort, by just collaborating as well as assembling parts of the report. And then if anything in the report part changes, it's a very easy for the synchronization part, that it notifies you for the updates, and you can choose to get those updates in your report, or you can just have the report to use the older snapshot of the report part. So that's all I want to talk to you about today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you in another screencast. Thank you very much.